Chapter 8. Anne Triumphant. After Cardinal Wolsey's death, there were big changes in the palace. Thomas Cranmer replaced Wolsey, and this was good for my mistress, because Cranmer was a friend of the Boleyn family. There were many meetings between Thomas Cranmer and King Henry, but nobody imagined how their plans were going to change history. In May 1532, King Henry became the head of the Church of England. This meant the English clergy must now obey the king, not the Pope in Rome. All the money collected for the church now belonged to King Henry. All the churches, monasteries, and convents also became his property. For common people like me, King Henry's behaviour was frightening. How could he ignore the Pope? No one dared say anything to Anne, but I was not so lucky. I was getting Anne some food when somebody spat at me and shouted, "Give that to your mistress from me! Everybody in England will suffer because of Anne Boleyn. Just wait and see." I heard these words and ran to my lady. "What have you done?" I said. "Everybody hates you." Anne laughed at me and said, "Silly Meg! Who cares about the common people? Only the king is important and he loves me. Soon we'll be husband and wife." Anne was laughing, but her eyes were frightened. King Henry and his companions stayed at court, but the king sent the queen and her ladies to live in a small castle far away. Although there was no legal annulment, they were now officially living separate lives. The English people were unhappy with these changes. For them, Catherine was still their queen, and Anne Boleyn was like a prostitute. One day, Anne and I were passing through London, and a woman recognised her.
"Look!" she shouted. "There's the Boleyn woman!"
Within minutes, there was a crowd of screaming women around us. Luckily, some guards saw us and came to rescue us, but we almost didn't escape. After that, Anne never went out alone. Anne was not just unpopular with the common people in England. She quickly discovered that the royalty in Europe would not accept her either. Once she went with the king to France. I remember how excited she was to return to the French court. Just 6 years before, Anne Boleyn was one of the French queen's favourite ladies-in-waiting. Now she was returning as the future wife of the king. However, when we arrived at court, the French queen refused to see Anne. Then I remembered that she was Catherine of Aragon's cousin. There was no way she could receive Anne Boleyn. But King Henry didn't care about Anne's unpopularity. By December 1532, Anne discovered that she was pregnant, and the king was delighted. Here at last was the heir to the English throne. Neither of them doubted the baby would be a boy. But now King Henry knew that he must marry Anne as quickly as possible to prevent any later questions about the legitimacy of the heir. On the 25th of January 1533, King Henry and Anne Boleyn became husband and wife in a secret ceremony. Although there wasn't any legal annulment of the king's marriage to Catherine, in the king's mind, it had never existed in the first place, so he was free to marry another woman. On the 23rd of May 1533, the Archbishop officially declared that the marriage of Henry and Catherine was invalid. The king wasted no time, and on the 1st of June 1533, Anne's dreams came true, and she finally became Queen of England. For her, it was a golden day, and as she travelled down the river in a barge to the coronation, she was excited and happy. Anne didn't notice that the sides of the river were empty except for a few curious people. There were no shouts of "God save the Queen!" The people watching the barge were angry and serious. After the coronation, Anne went back to the palace to wait for the birth of her child. Anne's first pregnancy was the happiest time in her life. This period was good for her and her ladies-in-waiting too. During this pregnancy, Anne became really beautiful. Musicians came to play her sweet music. The king was very attentive and sent her presents of jewels and flowers every day. But this happy period ended on the 7th of September 1533, when Anne gave birth to a baby girl. This was a shock to everybody. King Henry already had a daughter. He and the English people were waiting for a son and heir. I remember the king standing by the door waiting for news. After the royal doctor announced the birth of a daughter, the king left the room without saying a word to Anne. This was not the first time Anne saw one of Henry's angry outbursts, but it was the first time he was angry with her. Anne's enemies were delighted by her failure to produce a male heir, and things became worse for Anne when King Henry's elder daughter, Princess Mary, came to visit.